So I'm going to suggest that we just start like we always do, and that's just sort of centering ourselves in the breath. Yeah. I think when we come together like this, it's always good to set the intention or to at least call to mind why we're here. I think these instructions on meditation are very useful to begin with. I'm just going to do the whole. When you meditate, breathe naturally, just as you always do. Just settling in, Gay, and we're just sort of looking at our intention for these few hours. This would be a time to do a kind of invocation in your own heart, in your own mind, calling forth that internal support and also whatever things inspire us or have inspired us along the path. And invoke the presence of that, whether that's God or a loving grandmother, whatever's inspired us and informed us. Buddha, for some of us I know, Hazrat Inayat Khan. But those teachers that have guided us along the way, it's good to offer thankfulness for their presence, but also to invoke their wisdom, their knowledge, their insight, their presence. And again, the instructions are when you meditate, breathe naturally, just as you always do. F- focus your awareness lightly on the out breath. So give a little more attention to the out breath and let the in breath just naturally fill you. By concentrating on the out breath, kind of giving a little extra effort to purifying or emptying. These are my words, these don't come from the instructions. The instruction says, focus your awareness lightly on the out breath. But think about that. This kind of emptying so that we can be receptive to this time together and what we might learn through sharing the breath. The instructions say, when you breathe out, just flow out with the out-breath. When you breathe out, just flow out with the out-breath. It's a kind of release, kind of ah. Each time you breathe out, you're letting go and releasing all grasping. Mm-hmm. So when we breathe out, we don't just breathe in and out the nose, we breathe out through everything. The muscles relax, the internal organs relax, blood and breath flowing the body. Imagine your breath dissolving into the all-pervading expanse of truth. Imagine your breath dissolving into the all-pervading expanse of truth. Each time you breathe out, and before you breathe in again, you will find there's a natural gap. Dissolve everything in that gap. And rest in that gap in the open space. Just let the mind continue to rest in that gap. So breathing out, and before the inhalation comes in, there's a gap. Feel the openness, the spaciousness of that gap. I'd like to review a few key phrases from the previous few months' teachings. And again, these are teachings on breath. They're really handed down. They've been handed down since the first development of these from Shanti Dave, but these teachings that we're reading from are from Hazaradanayak Khan. And I keep going over these things because I think they're key points for us to remember and to practice, not just to listen to, but to apply them. The breath is like a swing, which has a constant motion. And whatever is put in the swing, swings also with the movement of the breath. It's important to be conscious of the natural movement of the breath and to picture the breath as a swing and to put in that swing a certain thought. The swinging of the concentrated thought with the movement of the breath is key, for breath is life and it gives life to the thought, which is repeated on the breath. Plainly speaking, the thought held in this way, in other words, in the swing of the breath, runs with the circulation of the blood through every vein and tube of the body. And the influence of that thought is spread through every faculty of the mind. Therefore, the reaction of this practice is the resonance of the same thought expressing itself through one's thought, speech, and action. So let's try to apply this kind of recommendation or indication. We're being given instructions here of how to use the breath and how to really affect our body, our speech, our mind, our actions. And so if we will, let's each one of us, in our own way, we'll follow the natural rhythm of our breath. And in this practice, no special rhythm is followed. There's no rhythmic breathing pattern. But rather, just one tunes to one's natural rhythm. And it may change through the practice by concentration on the practice. And we're going to use the breath and this recommendation to put a thought on the swing of the breath as a kind of antidote or a kind of remedy. And so if you would think of something that's maybe pertinent to you right now, some issue that's arising, a life lesson that keeps returning, something that's happened that we're seeking greater insight or understanding or balance with. It could be something physical, or it could be something emotional, or it could be a problem, a mental problem, something we're trying to solve in the workplace. It could be relational in terms of something in a relationship with another individual. But somehow, you know, it's those issues that arise that that create an emotional response, which are our stepping stones to our own enlightenment. They're showing us where the work is to be done. And so to fully involve ourselves in that is can be very helpful if we do it mindfully. Almost like a laboratory experiment. So allow whatever is sort of that burning issue for you at this moment, if you have one. If not, just rest naturally in the breath. But allow it to arise in your consciousness. Just to sit there as your companion. No judgment, no analysis at this point. And with that, just resting in your consciousness, sort of giving mindful attention to it without manipulating it in any way, what quality would bring about balance in that situation? And don't try to reach out and grab that thought or feeling. Just sort of ask the question and see what naturally arises. There may be a word that arises, a feeling, kind of emotion. What is the antidote? What is the element, the quality that would bring balance? And let it form as a word or maybe a phrase, whatever naturally arises, let it, through the breath, naturally come up. And as it does, start to put that phrase or word, if you can distill it to a word, start to breathe that in and out. Put it on the swing of the breath. Do the practice, it might change. Mine just changed, actually. The first, I am working personally with two words that arose, and the first word that I'm doing on the inhalation has now changed. So observe that, if there's a natural inclination or evolution, and it felt more specific for me. So again, that may happen for you, or you may just stick with that original impulse that arose. But observe what's happening. See if you can observe the breath and the body at the same time, and if there's a shift in your consciousness or feeling about that situation. your awareness, maybe your understanding will evolve. Or the perspective may change. See what is revealed and still concentrate on the breath and the thought or the word or phrase. any questions about the practice or feedback?
That was wonderful. Just resolved the whole problem from within.
Did it?
And the interesting thing was the first word on the in-breath, that halfway through changed, so the second word was on the in-breath.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a complete cycle, circle. Wonderful. Yeah. Anyone else? You don't have to tell us the details, but just if it was effective or if you any questions about the practice.
No, I felt it was very effective, and I have an issue that I'm going through now, and I feel like it's a tectonic plates, and they are moving. They haven't gotten to where they will be at rest again, but they are moving, and I can see the benefit from what is perceived initially as a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And the practice was helpful.
Yes. 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 And the words changed quite a bit. Yeah.
So it's a very dynamic situation.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
The point stayed fairly consistent from the subtle changes to the elaborated themselves or something. And it was interesting because when, you know, at the beginning we were kind of coming upon that thing or whatever it is we were working with, I, as we went to the other side or what the resolution would be, I thought, oh, it's this. But then I thought, no, I have to check what it is. And it was different than what I projected or thought it would have been. So that was interesting.
Yeah, and it's so revealing that sometimes the mind isn't really the thing that can give us the solution.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, sitting back in ourselves, and there's something else deeper than that that comes through. Janet, anything for you?
I think for me it's just probably, because I haven't practiced as long, was just finding that inner peace and tranquility.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much where I've been.
Good. So there was some benefit.
Transition there, just that inner calm.
Good.
Kind of where to go when things around you are very hectic and chaotic. It's kind of your place of refuge where you can go and just remember to relax and not get caught up in the hailstorm that's going around.
Or the tornado.
Or the tornado.
Al, do you have anything you'd like to share?
A lot of things turned over.
Did they?
So, settle into a pattern.
It's really interesting to watch when things are very dynamic inside. There's a lot of change that's happening. So maybe until we meet again, we can use this as a tool, as a practice. Very simple. How simple is that? Just to sit with the situation or to see what naturally arises. You know, maybe we're feeling a certain way and it's completely another thing than what we think it is. Do you know what I mean? Did that happen for anybody? Did the burning situation, was it different than what we thought it was? No. For me it wasn't. Mine was very clear.
Well, just in terms of when I thought about the resolution.
Yeah, that was different. Yeah. But what was coming up, what was needing the attention,
yes,
was clear.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Joe?
Well, I more use the time to, you know, kind of settle myself from a whirlwind. So I'm just trying to calm myself and follow your instruction.
Leo, calm down, baby boy. You're being really good so far.
He's always really good. He's always really good.
He's good. He took a little jaunt around the neighborhood today, though, and he wasn't so good. It's not like him to do that. So that was on putting the breath on the swing, and that was a lesson from a few months ago. And then that's followed by regularity of the breath. And I'll just read a few phrases, and then again we'll do a practice. As the mechanism of the body depends on the breath for its subsistence, get the pronunciation wrong, let me go again. As the mechanism of the body depends upon the breath for its subsistence, as well as for its health, so the breath is important in sustaining the mind and keeping its work regular. So here, you know, the indication is that the mind and the body are intricately linked, and the thing that binds them is this breath. Mostly confusion, depression, or other disorders of the mind arise from the disorder of breathing. Very important to look at that. People who become impulsive or show irritability in nature, who become impatient at times, who get fits of anger, passion, or laughter, who get spells of tears, all have irregularity of breathing as the cause of this. The physician has no remedy for their ills. Modern psychology has not found the link. But the mystics of old have for years believed it not only... But the mystics of old have for years believed it, not only believed it, but practiced it, and have found in the end that balance of mind entirely depends upon regularity of breathing. Balance of mind entirely depends on regularity of breathing. So observe the breath. Observe your own rhythm without altering it. And then put the breath again in the swing, but let's regulate the breath. And we'll breathe in to the count of four and out to the count of six. Into the count of four and out to the count of six. And I'll start counting for us. And then see if you can continue that counting rhythmically, internally. You breathe a slight two beats longer on the exhalation. Again, emphasis, as the first instructions were given, is slightly on the out-breath, but it also helps us to cleanse the body a little more, and then bring the breath in. So we'll start with an exhalation. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then in. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now we'll pause. Just check in. Sort of observe the different levels of your being. First the body. How does it feel? Ask the body to become relaxed. Not sort of commanding it, but just suggesting that it can become relaxed. Letting go of all tension. Next level, assess the emotional state. No need to alter it, just observe it. That too is changing like the weather. But just observing it. And ask the emotions to be relaxed, fluid. We'd like our body to feel stable and a kind of equipoise supporting the emotions. And in the emotional state, while the body is stable and equipoise, the emotions just flow. And then the next level is kind of those areas of passion. So are we in a kind of equipoise, or are we sort of bouncing between love and hate, anger and happiness? It's kind of that, those areas that are kind of fiery, hot issues for us. And to allow those to kind of settle down. Then the mental realm, that thinking apparatus. We want it to just kind of be settled. You know, it can do whatever it does to entertain itself, but, you know, just relaxed in that realm as well. Kind of note, it is like kind of notes of the scale, these different levels of our being. Is there one that's louder than the others as we talk about those different levels of the being? And if so, we just ask that note, that level, to come into equipoise, balance, and harmony. And we're going to use this rhythmic pattern. We'll go back to the 4 in and out 6 and just see. And when we come out of that meditation, we'll sort of analyze again these different levels of our being. And we'll observe if there's been any shift. This is all kind of the mechanics used in it's kind of the technology, I think, of meditation. You can use the breath an analysis of these different levels of our being, these different elements, if you will, within our beings. And it's kind of the technology that drives the meditation. So take a strong exhalation, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in, 2, 3, 4, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in. Out. In. Out. In. In, out, in, out, just continue breathing.